afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So, what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we are talking about something akin to fluid thinking.
Without you, I can't give. Well, I can't forget this evening or your faces you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Cabaña, el chacal, menos criminal. Te conocen tu cara y tu causa ideal. Por el sendero violencia nunca se puede llegar. Te consumió tu pasión y te convertiste en aquí de moda siguió tu cara. En camisetas y postales, y la gente no sabe las verdades del chacal de la cabaña.
El chacal, el chacal, el chacal, el chacal.
From birth, we are taught to think primarily in linear terms. According to such thinking, everything has a beginning, and so, quite logically, everything must also have an ending. Observation tells us this must be so, and indeed, the application of scientific method tends to verify the conclusions thus arrived at. Linear observation naturally generates conclusions which are always finite. But what appears to be obvious may not in fact be so at all, because conclusions based on observation are dependent on education, and education can and does confine and limit perception. Education forms the basis of conclusion. It is the foundation or sounding board of our reality. When you see a bulldozer, your education defines it as something to do with earth moving and construction. But what if you lived your entire life in a jungle village, and one day, for the very first time, you saw a bulldozer crashing through the trees coming towards you? What you would probably see was a monster. We might be inclined to laugh at such a response, but at the same time, we would still have to admit there is something undeniably monstrous about bulldozers. So such a conclusion, while lacking our own education, is not without merit. The point is that we should not draw absolute conclusions about anything, but instead adopt an attitude where our thinking is fluid and malleable. Malleability does not mean gullibility. What it means is we are open to the consideration of possibilities beyond our current perception. Bruce Lee, the famous martial artist, developed a style of kung fu based on water. "Water can flow or it can crash," he said. "You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. You put it in a glass, it becomes the glass." But the essence of what makes Bruce Lee's style so powerful is the fact it is non-linear in character and asymmetric in practice. And this is the real value of liquid or fluid thinking. Bruce also taught that discipline is a creative process rather than something tied to rigid conformity. His style was constantly adaptive and unpredictable. Rigid conformity may generate a sense of security, but that security is an illusion, because life is not about applying a formulaic solution to every situation. Creativity and fluid thinking are marriage partners, which together reveal solutions invisible to a fixed dogmatic outlook. Everything about life is random for a reason, and no two situations are the same. If we cultivate a certain attitude of mental mobility, we will be better able to adapt and adjust so as to better capitalize on the potential of every situation. It is true, we must draw certain conclusions about life, but these conclusions need not be absolute to be of value. Hold your conclusions in an open palm and allow them to fly away when they have outlived their usefulness, and allow them to be replaced by better, more advantageous ones when you discover them. close your fist and try to hang on to your opinions as if they are somehow permanent, and they will slip through your fingers, because reality itself is not a concrete condition. It is and always will be akin in nature to water, alive and ever-changing. There are no straight lines in nature, so natural law is never linear. Natural law follows cyclical and circular patterns. A circle renews itself by returning to its source. Consider the ecosystem. It rains, water sustains life, and upon evaporation by the sun, it returns again to the skies, so the system is self-sustaining. The endless cycle of the seasons is yet another cyclical, self-sustaining system. All forms of evolution function in exactly the same way. In these troubled times, we are searching for a replacement for fossil fuels, but struggling to find viable options. That is because we are thinking in straight lines. We are applying outmoded and rigid thinking when what is needed is a new paradigm in thought. The idea that we put fuel in, it lasts a certain amount of time, and we refuel again and again, is simply an attitude which is causing too much damage to our world. We need to replace this kind of process with a self-sustaining one. We need to think in circles of self-sustainability, just like nature. Nature will never conform to man's will, so the only option is for man to conform to nature. As far as a self-sustaining energy system alternative is concerned, the answer is in fact right in front of us. It is known right now. But that answer is not emerging simply because we are insisting it conforms to preconceived structure and a predetermined set of values which have passed the use-by date. In your life, allow your thinking to be more flexible, more fluid. Think and live like water, because creativity, alive and active, anything is possible. With creativity, you will never get stuck. You will never feel trapped, because water can be whatever it wants to be. The fluid thinker will always be free. The fluid thinker will always find a way forward.
Para mí tu amor fue una de mambo. Luces en la discoteca y la gogo bailando. Se rompió el ayer, me estaba matando. Y el farol de nuestra esquina se está apagando. Días de sol, ellos, cuánta pasión. Tanta que no había razón. Compartimos el dolor, mucho más que el corazón. ¿Y qué me has hecho? ¿Qué me has hecho? Dime qué has hecho, por favor. Si ya lo nuestro no se vive, dime qué has hecho para haber roto un beso tan sincero, un cariño verdadero, mucho más que una canción. Ay, morena, que la religión, un pacto eterno con la tierra.
Para mí tu amor,
yerere,
fue una de mambo.
Ay, alere, yo.
manera, oye, que eres tú. Thank you.
You've been listening to Musings. Join us on Wednesdays at 4:25 p.m. on 104.6 FM or anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/musings.
You can make the community connection anytime. On-demand community radio in your language. planetaudio.org.nz.
Loving Auckland, our diverse city.
I was living close to the Mangere Bridge mountain. And going to the mountain, it gave me a sense of where I come from in southern Sudan. And it gave me a sense of seeing the Nile and water and all the...
I see all these things like beautiful flowers that I see back in the island.
Fruits and vegetables.
You can touch